Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful weekend, especially an opportunity to celebrate the Lord's Day and yesterday to celebrate the ascension of our Lord, who is reigning in glory and glorified human flesh that he received from Our Lady. He's the head of a new race of people. He's the Lord of all, the King of Kings, and it's so important for us to just keep celebrating it, walking in it, receiving it, and really meditating on the mystery of what he's accomplished, what the Father's plan for the salvation of the world that's revealed perfectly and so beautifully in the life of Jesus. This week, the church gives us a set of just really great readings, once again at Mass, to be able to reflect on. There's a series of readings from mostly John's Gospel, chapter 17, the end of the Last Supper discourse in John, and then also the continued unfolding of the life of the church in the Acts of the Apostles. That's where I want to start today. There's a story here about St. Paul going to Ephesus. And he goes to Ephesus and he encounters disciples, followers of Jesus. Very interesting, but followers of Jesus who had not yet received the Holy Spirit. And Paul, I'll unpack what he's saying there, but it's important to get a little bit of background too on this. You know, Christianity is a new life in the Spirit. It's not just a moral system. It's not just following a set of rules and determining. It literally is walking in the commandments of God that both were given on Mount Sinai, but now given in the power of the Spirit to the human heart. God pours his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, Paul reminds us, and that fulfills the prophecies of the Old Testament, Jeremiah and others, saying the Lord's going to give us a new heart. He's going to remove the stony heart that's within us, and he's going to give us a new heart. And he will give us a new heart that will give us the capacity to love as God loved, because love is the fulfillment of the whole law. And so the new law, St. Thomas Aquinas says, that we're given, the new commandments, it's not a set of external commandments, but it's now given to us the very heart of Jesus, the love of Jesus for the Father and the will of God, to do the will of God, and the Holy Spirit leads and guides us to all truth. It's really fundamental to the Christian life. Disciples are not just those who see Jesus' teaching, hear Jesus' teaching, and accept it, but they're baptized into Jesus. And in the waters of baptism, they're given the gift of the Holy Spirit. To be a Christian means to be christened, what? By the gift of the Holy Spirit. So here's the account from Acts chapter 19, verse 1 through 8. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior of the country and down to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They answered him, "We've never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." He said, "Then how were you baptized?" They replied, "With the baptism of John." Paul then said to them, "John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." When they heard Paul say this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 men. He entered the synagogue and for 3 months debated boldly with persuasive arguments about the kingdom of God. It's interesting, Luke, who is the author of the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles, gives an account in the chapter 24 of the Gospel of Luke, where he gives the description and the encounter of Jesus, the resurrection appearance of Jesus to the apostles. And I just want to read a bit of that because it lays an important foundation for how the gospel is meant to go forward under the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit and what's at the center of that proclamation. This is verse 45, chapter 24. It said, "Then he opened their minds," that is, Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures. "And he said to them, 'Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations.'" So they're encountering now Jesus, the resurrected Lord. They saw him crucified and died, and now he appears to them, and he makes clear to them that everything that happened was according to the scripture. Everything was to be fulfilled. So Jesus unpacked the revelation of his coming and what he was meant to do as a suffering servant, to lay down his life, to make his life an offering for sin. And then he goes on to say, and he died and he was raised again so that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations. So there's the fundamental piece that's always a part of the church's mission. What is she called to do? She's called to bring the forgiveness of sins, repentance and forgiveness of sins to the world. That's to the nations, to everybody, to help them see themselves in relationship to Christ, what Christ has done, the meaning of his death and resurrection, the condition of the human heart, their own personal participation in sin, and the call under the prompting and grace of God beginning to work in them through the message that's being proclaimed to turn their lives back to God or to turn to God for the first time and to acknowledge their sin and to receive the forgiveness of sins. Of course, in the Acts of the Apostles, we know on the day of Pentecost, Peter preached, and the message that he preached, the culmination of that message was to call people to know and understand Jesus as Lord. For example, maybe one of the best places to start, Acts chapter 2, verse 33, that first homily ever given by the first pope. Peter says this, "Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this which you see and hear." Now what Peter's doing is he's interpreting for all those who are present on the day of Pentecost in the city of Jerusalem. The apostles have received the Holy Spirit. Tongues of fire came upon them in the upper room, and they were thrust out into the marketplace to declare who Jesus is. And that's what Peter did. And this is the culmination of Peter's message. He's telling them, why are the apostles manifesting these things? You know, the speaking in tongues. And they said, these people look like they're drunk. Some real, clear, visible reality and manifestation of God's power came upon them. Now, in Luke 24, when Jesus said he was going to send them to go and preach repentance and the forgiveness of sins, he said that, but before that would happen, he said, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you're clothed with power from on high." So that's what happened. They stayed in the city. They were in the upper room. The outpouring of the Spirit happened, and they were clothed with power. So the Spirit of God, and the church describes the Holy Spirit in one way as the first agent of the church's mission. It's the Holy Spirit who leads, anoints, empowers, and drives the church in history to bear witness the way Peter's bearing witness right now. And of course, this is paradigmatic. Like Peter, this kind of paradigm of the essential heart of the message that the Holy Spirit wants us to communicate. Peter describes Jesus' death and that he died for our sins. Then he says, now, this outpouring of the Spirit and the reality of the apostles' courage and manifestation of God's power, he said, this is the result of the fact that Jesus has been exalted at the right hand of God, just as we celebrated yesterday, right? The ascension. He's at the right hand of God, and he received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, which in Luke 24, Jesus told the apostles in that appearance, he said, "I will give you the promise. I will send you the promise of the Father." The Father promised through the prophetic history of the people of Israel, the coming of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is the one anointed with the Holy Spirit who gives the Holy Spirit to human hearts that turn to God when they hear the gospel under the grace and help of the Holy Spirit. And he said, having received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, he has poured this out, which you now see and hear. And for David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, this is Acts 2 now, again, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies a stool for your feet. He said, let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." So that's the central proclamation. He's Lord and Christ, and people's hearts are now moved by the Holy Spirit. And the passage goes on to say, "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brethren, what shall we do?" Peter said, "Repent, that is, turn to God, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." This is the core message of Christianity. Christianity is not about just improving people's lives, trying to just get people to get along, to give people a kind of spiritual experience. What it's about is proclaiming the message of who Jesus is, what he's accomplished, and opening human hearts to this reality, that they can see Jesus by the grace of God through the preaching and life of the church, and they turn their hearts toward God. They repent. They acknowledge their sin, and they come and they're baptized, and in that baptism, their sins are forgiven, original sin is taken away, and then they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Christianity, again, is this new life in the Spirit. Later in Acts, in chapter 10, we talked about it a few weeks ago, Peter brings the gospel through a whole series of events to the Gentile world through a soldier, Cornelius. And when Peter described to him who Jesus is, Peter described his call in the Lord this way. He said, "And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God to be the judge of the living and the dead." So he's Lord. It's another way of saying that he's Lord. "To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." So you can just see how the ministry of the church in history is to bring the reality of the lordship and majesty of Jesus to people, to communicate it, and then to call them to repentance so they can receive forgiveness of their sins and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Then the reading goes on and says, while Peter was still saying this, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who came with Peter were amazed, among the Jews, that is, they were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. So you see the Holy Spirit being manifested. And so when we get back to the passage here we're talking about, we began today with Acts chapter 19, and Paul asks him, "Have you received the Holy Spirit?" They didn't hear the Holy Spirit of the Holy Spirit at that point, but Paul was conscious that if they received the Holy Spirit, they would have known it. Not just did you hear the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, but did you encounter the person, the power, and the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life? And they had not. So Paul knew that they had not been, even though they were disciples and they were talking about Jesus and trying to follow in his footsteps, that they weren't fully yet brought into the body of Christ. They weren't yet fully his disciples, because to be a disciple is not only to be a learner and a follower of Jesus, but it's to be one who has encountered Jesus as Lord, has come to terms with their own need for repentance and forgiveness. And in this passage in 19, Acts 19, they were then baptized. You have to be baptized into Christ. Jesus said, unless you're born again of water and the Spirit, you can't enter the kingdom of God. And to follow Jesus, to be his disciples, to be baptized into his kingdom, to have the fundamental sin problem broken in our lives and receive the forgiveness for our sins. And then so Paul baptized them. And then what happened? They manifested the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. How did they do that? Speaking in tongues and prophesying. One of the realities of the renewal of the Holy Spirit that's been talked about many, many times by the recent popes over the last 100 years is this reality. It's not just about emotion. It's about being encountered and encountering the living promise of the Holy Spirit in a way that brings about real change and real encounter with a real person. And then the Holy Spirit manifests his presence through different signs, wonders, various spiritual gifts. So it's so interesting to see Paul's expectation. And I ask the question, is that our expectation? Have we fully lived and embraced the life of the Spirit? God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.